Hello people, I haven't made a video for the longest time but felt super inspired to come and share with you today an echo really of what everyone is saying, but I do feel it helps the more people share this, speak to this. It can't be repeated enough by enough people about what is going on and what is about to unfold. Because there is every indication that we are about to be subjected to another mass fear event. Now, of course, we've had 16 months of the COVID nonsense, which, to be honest, is kind of wearing thin. They've pretty much got to everyone that they could get to with that mass fear event. And the group of refuseniks, naysayers, people who are questioning, is just growing now with every ridiculous new variant. I mean, it's becoming a laughing stock. Hugo Talks was talking this morning about the triple Yorkshire variant. I mean, it's just insanity. And is anyone frightened anymore? Anyone frightened of COVID anymore? No, no one's frightened of it anymore. So where there's no fear, there's no power. So I'm going to turn around now because people come in the other direction. It's actually raining here in the Peak District. But I thought I'd venture out anyway. It's quite nice to get out in nature. I'm taking a different route today. Yeah, so next mass fear event. So I just want to return you to the five columns. This is Catherine Austin Fitz. She did an amazing video probably about 6 months ago, talking about the five columns. And the five columns of this global power structure are Big Pharma, Big Tech, Communications, Infrastructure, which is like 5G and military, and the fifth column, the final column, is the economy, money, banking, currency. So we've had the mass fear incident around health, which has needed a global response via the World Health Organization, of course bankrolled by essentially big tech, big pharma. So that needed a That was a mass fear event which needed a global health response. And of course, the communication is all stitched up because the 1% own all of the media channels, all of the big tech communications channels, social media channels, Facebook, Google, YouTube's part of Google, of course, Twitter. They're all signed up to the World Economic Forum Great Reset, so they're all strategic partners, so communications is all stitched up. So the two big columns left, firstly the infrastructure, the military, the 5G, so expect a mass fear event that is going to need a global military response, and expect a mass economic event, probably to do with currencies crashing, which is going to require a mass economic financial response. So look at what's being seeded. Look at what is being seeded by the communications channel. What's being seeded? Oh, suddenly aliens are real. Spaceships, UFO, military. Footage has been leaked from NASA showing the existence of aliens. So what's the next mass fear event which is going to create panic and division and us be them, divide and conquer? What invisible enemy can we manufacture and create communication around which is going to strike terror into the hearts of people? Well, you guessed it, mass alien invasion. And if that sounds ridiculous, you have to understand that Hollywood is involved in this, is involved in the 1%, is part of that power structure. And Hollywood have got all of the capability. I mean, just look at the movies. They've got all the capability to create footage and scenarios where they can make that feel really real. They can make an alien invasion seem really, really real. So we have to be aware. Mass fear event, alien invasion. Oh my God, we're being invaded by alien beings from another dimension, from another planet. Oh my God, it's going to need a mass global military response to protect us all and keep us safe. And of course, the other big incident which everyone is bracing themselves for is the crash of economies and currencies, which is going to necessitate a mass economic response, probably in the form of a new world digital currency, which of course will be the final piece, which allows the powers that shouldn't be to control everything, because when everything is connected into one global digital currency controlled by the elite, it's kind of game over. Unless, of course, you have the bases covered in terms of your survival needs. If you've got shelter, if you've got water, if you've got provisions, if you've got a strong community. And this is what I've been saying for many, many months now. And so many people are forming local community support groups precisely for that reason. We have to get our bases covered. We have to prepare for what is coming. We have to develop our strength and ability to stand strong in the eye of the storm and not be swept into the fear and the high winds which are going to pull us into the fight-flight response. You remember that scene in Gladiator where Russell Crowe is in the Colosseum and he's with all of these other gladiator slaves who've just been sent in there and they are absolutely terrified. And as a powerful military leader, what he said to them was, we have to stick together. If we stay together, whatever comes out of those doors, we can defeat it, but we have to stick together. And that is my message to you people. We have to stay strong, stick together, strengthen our local communities, get our base survival resources in place. I don't want to sound alarmist and I don't want to create fear. It's just pragmatic now. Because if you've got your basic base chakra needs in place, then what that does is it calms your nervous system. And when your nervous system is calm, you're less likely to be pulled into the fight, flight, fear, anger response. Because that is what they're trying to do. They're trying to trigger us. And if we can bring conscious awareness to what is going on, if we can be aware of what's about to come out of the gates and we can stand strong together, united as a community, we are the only thing. David Icke was saying that this week, we, the resistance, we are the only thing standing between them and this global power plan, this great reset of mass command control, global governance being ploughed through, and we need to be prepared. So, sending you lots of love and solidarity, people. Have a great day, have a great weekend. Bye for now.